Macmillan Audio presents Horde by Anna Aguirre. Read for you by Emily Bauer. One. Impetus. I smell a wild beast. That way. The way the wind is coming. George MacDonald, The Day Boy and the Night Girl. Quest. I left without looking back. This wouldn't be easy, but it was necessary to leave our loved ones under siege to fetch help for salvation. The decision hurt my heart, too. My foster mother's face would haunt me, so wounded and brave, older than I'd known a woman could become, yet remained strong and vital. She glimmered like a promise of hope that my flame needn't flicker and burn out before I had a chance to live. Once I'd thought old meant 25, but my time in salvation had changed my perceptions. Now it was strange to imagine I might not be entering the middle of my life. Into the dark, I quickened my steps, eyes sharp for freaks prowling beyond normal perimeters. Behind us, I heard them shrieking challenges to the men guarding the walls. Rifles cracked out when they rushed, but I couldn't turn, no matter how much I wished otherwise. My course was fixed by the shadowy line traced on the priceless map secured in the leather folio in my pack. Before we'd left, I had studied it with complete focus, memorizing each twist.